Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mill. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Hey there, friend. Welcome to today's episode of Winning Every Day. I'm so glad you're here. Today, we're looking at a powerful, heart-stirring topic: faith that moves mountains. Our Bible text is from the book of Matthew, chapter 17, verse 20, which says, "He replied, 'Because you have so little faith, truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you.'" Before we go deep, let me share a true story that speaks volumes about what this kind of faith looks like. Some of you might have heard of Dick and Rick Hoyt, a father-son duo who changed the meaning of impossible. Rick was born with cerebral palsy and couldn't speak or walk. Doctors told his parents he'd never live a normal life, but his father, Dick, saw something in his son's eyes, something full of life and determination. One day, Rick typed out something that would change both of their lives. He said, "Dad, when I'm running, it feels like I'm not handicapped." That was all Dick needed. He started training hard and began pushing Rick in a wheelchair in races. They went on to run over 1,000 races together, including marathons and triathlons. Dick wasn't an athlete before, but love and faith pushed him past every limitation. Now pause with me. Can you imagine the faith it took? Not just in his son, but in a vision that others couldn't see. When everything around screamed, "You can't," they believed. But with faith, maybe we can. From our Bible text, Jesus said in Matthew 17, verse 20, "Truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you." Let that soak in for a second. He didn't say you need faith the size of a mountain, just the size of a mustard seed. So let me ask you, what's your mountain today? Is it fear, debt, a health diagnosis, a broken relationship? Maybe it's self-doubt or the lie that you're not enough. Here's the truth: mountains are real, but faith is stronger when placed in the right hands. When you don't feel faithful, now I get it. Some days it's hard to believe. Life knocks the wind out of us. We pray, and nothing seems to change. We cry, and the mountain just stares back. But here's what I love about Scripture. In Mark chapter 9, verse 24, a desperate father brings his demon-possessed son to Jesus and says, "I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief." Isn't that real? You can believe and still ask for help with your unbelief. That's faith in action, not perfection, but dependence. Friend, faith isn't about having all the answers. It's about trusting the one who does. When you trust him, you stay dependent on what he can do, not what you can do. That way you have the assurance that he will do that thing you hope for. Hebrews 11 verse 1 says, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen." I pray for you today that you will receive that thing you hoped for in Jesus' name. But it needs your mustard seed faith to activate it. Sometimes the mountain doesn't move instantly. Sometimes God strengthens your legs to climb it instead. Take a moment today and sit with this question: what am I believing God for that I've been too afraid to say out loud? Write it down. Pray over it. Speak to that mountain. As you go today, remember, you were never meant to do this alone. God is with you. That mountain, it doesn't stand a chance against the faith of a child of God. So as you go into your day, walk with your head high. Carry your mustard seed. Speak life. Believe even when it feels silly. Because faith, even the tiniest bit, can move mountains. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for reminding us that even the smallest faith can move mountains. Help us to trust you, even when things feel impossible. Strengthen every listener today. Replace fear with faith and doubt with hope. As they step into this day, go before them. Guide their steps, Give them peace and let them see your hand at work. We commit everything into your care, believing you are more than able. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. Thanks for joining us today. If this blessed you, share it with someone else who needs a little push to believe again. And don't forget, God's not finished. The mountain will move. Until next time, keep the faith. Keep showing up. You've got this. And more importantly, God's got you.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it, it's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us. Mm.
Despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.